Oh, that one's pretty.
This is gorgeous, though.
Oh, you got all the good stuff.
So today is the soft opening of the Sisterhood Boutique.
The Sisterhood Boutique is a new secondhand store in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis. The clothing the store carries would fit in any thrift shop.
We have a lot of variety of clothing and different things. We have shoes, we have bags, we have jackets and skirts and pretty much everything and accessories.
But there's one thing that sets the boutique apart. It was founded by a group of young East African women called the Sisterhood of the Traveling Scarves. They're all in high school or fresh out of school.
My name's Kadra Fiki. I go to South High School. I'm a senior this year, and I am part of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Scarves group.
Kadra Fiki is one of the founding members of the Sisterhood. A couple years ago, Kadra and her friends decided they wanted to create a group that would give girls the chance to do something substantive for their community. They formed the Sisterhood at the Brian Coyle Community Center as part of the Pillsbury United Community's Youth Entrepreneurship Program.
So we wanted something that would put us in a position where we could actually serve the community, we could give back. We called girls and actually wrote down their names and said, this is going to be serious.
My name is Kadra Muhammad. I was one of the girls that got signed up. I go to Columbia Heights. I was born and raised in Cedar Riverside, and I am in the Sisterhood.
At first, the Sisterhood wasn't sure what kind of project they would do. Kadra Fiki was skeptical of the whole idea of starting a thrift store.
I believed in the community work, but I never believed in businesses. I thought it was going to be, you know, unless you had a lot of money and, like, you know, big connections, you couldn't really make it in a business. So it has opened my eyes.
The name they chose for the shop and for the group is a play on the popular Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants books and movies.
We just went at something that tells our story pretty much.
I do wear a scarf myself, and I feel like sisterhood is a very powerful word.
We're all sisters, we're all girls. A scarf is something that all women wear. We all watch the movies and are American, and we understand that American culture is part of us.
On a Tuesday night before the soft opening, the Sisterhood is meeting in the library of the Coyle Center. They're here to talk publicity with the marketing people from Pillsbury United Communities.
Cecita, why don't you update Alan on our soft opening?
Me?
Uh-huh. You're her conductor.
The Sisterhood has close to 20 girls in it, and about 15 are here. They start today's meeting by discussing what they've done to draw people to the upcoming soft opening.
Maybe you each invited 5 people? We averaged it out? People.
But how many of the 5 would show up? That's the thing. So it's better to do 10, and there's more likely 4 would come out of 10.
Exactly. So, yes, if you only each invited on average 5.
In addition to the regular meetings, some of the girls do extra work on the project as part of a paid internship through Pillsbury. They meet with local business owners to learn about marketing, customer service, and the logistics of running a successful business. The internship and startup costs for the boutique are paid for by several grants the project has won. In total, they've received more than $100,000 in grant funding. Back at the soft opening, the small room that houses the boutique is crowded with customers.
So far, I have 2 shirts, 2 bags, and a scarf.
I got a beautiful dress. I got a couple sweaters, a blouse.
I bought 2 hijabs from here, from the Sisterhood, and I love it.
That was Jasmine Taylor, Mary Laurel True, and Sophia Hassan, 3 of the Sisterhood Boutique's first customers.
So those are 3 items, right? You have 3 items? Oh, just plus this.
The shop is in a small room on the 2nd floor of the African Development Center. At just over 200 square feet, it's about the size of a 1-car garage.
My biggest fantasy is having a big store with a bunch of mannequins I can play around with. And then more people. And that's what makes it fun.
It remains to be seen whether the Sisterhood Boutique will be successful enough to expand to a bigger space. But for the young women who dreamed this project up, it's already a success story. For KFAI, I'm Dylan Piers McCoy. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.